Good, in the morning. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yes, we are live and loud and clear.
Okay, sorry, I'm not sure what was going on with Skype there. It was interesting. It would not be a live show if something didn't go completely borked on us, so...
Absolutely, yes. So I can close my alternative laptop, and we are ready to rumble.
Excellent. So, still got me good here?
Yes, we have you loud and clear. I will not do any levels on you. I'll do it through the show. I'll do all producing live on the air. So, ladies and gentlemen on the stream who's listening live, yes, you are having one of the rare occasions where we do it, not behind the scenes, but right in the open. Right here. No agenda stream.
Okay.
This is actually a pre-show of Napu. Have we grown that big?
it's Napool.
Napool. Oh, yes, I heard you are by the poolside now, drinking margaritas and tons of cervezas más finas.
Uno cervezas, por favor, huh?
You can't say it that way.
What do you say?
No, una would be a singular. You can't say unas cerveza. It's like one's beer.
Uy, cerveza? I don't know.
Yeah.
I speak English.
Oh, there you go. Now, so who do we have on the show today? Is it just you and Miss Mickey?
Well, no, you're here too.
I'm just a douche.
Aren't we all? So, say hello to Miss Mickey.
In the morning, Miss Mickey. How are you?
In the morning, Mr. All. How are you?
Oh, I hear you so much better right now.
Good. Better than last week, you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine. I was using my iPod iPhones for that one.
Nice. Well, I mean, look, for the all intents and purposes, it was great. It was fantastic. So...
Well, Gitmo Slave has the whole thing set up. You know,
yeah, I know. I was talking to him while...
Trucks and his feet are in the pool, and I'm kind of swimming around. We have a great stream here, and I can swim upstream to work on my apps. Nico has a good setup here, and we've got some Coronas, and we're here with Josh and Wayne and Dave and Aaron, and Adam is still stuck in the RV.
So hold on, let me get this visual for everybody. You are right now in the pool while
yes.
Gitmo Slave is configured the rig, that you have a mic brought to you poolside while you all cool and nice and relaxing, enjoying a nice beverage. Well,
yeah.
Adam is in the RV, which is like an oven right now, cooking up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great. That's...
I said to Adam yesterday, I said, you know, we are the slaves now. We're working really hard.
Right. Okay. I have a little disclosure here to make. I was away most of the day, and I didn't catch the first half of the show. And so if any references to that, don't ask me because I haven't heard yet.
Okay. Well, we went to, the last time we spoke, we were in Charleston.
That's right.
And we drove south to Savannah, beautiful place, then St. Augustine, and then we passed Orlando in traffic, and then finally we got here. We were like 5 minutes before the time of the meetup we arrived because we got a big delay in traffic. But it was a beautiful ride. All good, nice stop with lunch and a beer, a local beer. And I must say, Nico and Ellen have been great, great producers hosting us. Everything is taken care of. It's a wonderful place to be. And Friday night, about four or five people showed up, five. And it was really, really nice meetup because we had time to sit and talk and, you know, save the world kind of moment. And
did you hold hands?
Yes, we were holding hands.
Excellent.
And, telling each other secrets.
Yes.
And it was really great to meet Gitmo Slave. I know now his real name. I don't know if I'm able to disclose that. He's looking at me. No, I won't.
It
I won't
doesn't
do
matter.
It.
You could say it. John's already said it.
I know, but I'm not John.
I
keep my word, John.
There are those who call me Tim. No, not really.
But I do like the swim trunk.
Yeah, you know.
Did you get it in Hawaii?
No, it just it's a knockoff. It's a Wally Mart special.
It has flowers and palm trees and everything on it. It's awesome.
Yeah, and little beer cans and hula hoops. I was going to do the grass skirt, but as a public service, I figured, you know, Gitmo the Hairy, we don't need that.
Next meetup, we should do a hula party.
There you go.
Just a little production note. Gitmo Slave, can you up your mic a little bit, please?
I can do anything you like.
Thank you.
Right?
So everything has been going pretty well, except I kind of had a hard day yesterday. We woke up really early again, and after a beautiful breakfast by the water, we went inside because it got warm already, like at 9 a.m., and Adam started working and working and working and working, and then I wanted to go out and do something for myself or take some photos, and I step out, and I'm like, holy moly. Like, I could not be outside, so I went back in because it was just too warm. Went back into the RV and bumped my head again, and I had a bit of a hard day yesterday, but at 5 o'clock, three guys showed up, and they cleaned the carpet and all the chairs and all the other stuff in the RV, so it smells much better now. Really happy, and then Adam took me out for a lovely dinner. But it's, you know, some of these days when you're stuck in the RV all the time, it's a little, for me, that's big.
Now, didn't you develop a form of Tai Chi or yoga for the RV?
Yeah, so believe it or not, but Adam and I did a yoga this morning right in front of the RV. And Adam has to do like the stiff man yoga class. That's what we have in LA because he's not as flexible as I am, because I've been doing yoga for years. So that was really funny. And then we went back in and I realized that, you know, picture this. We sleep in like a small queen size bed with at the end of the bed where Adam sleeps, there's like a corner cut off so you can actually make your way to the bathroom. So when you wake up at night and you want to go to the bathroom, I sleep on the outside. So I have to, on the outside of the RV. So I have to crawl over Adam without waking him up. But then kind of where my butt sticks out at that point, there's a cupboard full of clothes, which is really mean and hurts. So I figured I'm just going to create this RV yoga zen thing that's going to, you know, at least get me through the next 4 weeks.
Excellent. Okay, so as we go along this show, we have a chat going on, nojennachat.net, and people asking, please send us pictures of Adam doing this yoga thing.
Yeah, I will.
For $33.33,
exactly.
you can get an unsigned copy for $333, maybe it's signed, huh?
You're doing such a good job.
He's an in-house shill.
Every time a picture gets taken, you know, somebody gets knighted. I don't know, whatever it is.
Well, you should have seen him in his underwear. That was really worth the $333.33.
Whitey tighties.
I'm not going to disclose anything.
This is wise.
Nice move, Mickey. Nice move. Hello. Thank you. The listenership appreciate it.
You do owe him a good ribbing for what he said on the show.
That he was so nice to me?
Remember, you said, I'm going to get you for that.
Oh, the left and right. Yeah. Adam, I do know what left and what right is all the time.
It's just sometimes you're either left or you're either right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And sorry, Adam, but I am within arm's reach, so I could be smacked. So, you know.
Okay. Now, please tell me. I've been following a few of your guys' updates and the pictures that you've been uploading on the progress of the tour. Now, three people ask. The reason I'm saying three is that other 33 mentioned it, but three only asked. Is there going to be a travel book at the end of the tour?
Yeah, that's the intention, for sure. Absolutely. I just first want to make them and make sure they're good enough. And at the end of the trip, we're going to make a beautiful, mostly photo book, but I want to see how this trip turns out. Maybe I want to add some text or some little note here and there. I think that might be fun.
Like a coffee table book?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
The Hot Pockets Tour 2008. I think we can make it for like at least 100 pages. It has to be.
Yeah, you've 5 weeks. Many great pictures. And yeah.
Yeah, but I also like you guys to be in the pictures. It's nice, the meetups and
yeah,
all the local beer, the local food, and a map with the pins. That might look good.
All right. You just mentioned it. And see, you just open a little door, I'll go barge in. Food. Morning food. Has your nightmares continued?
This morning, actually, I, of course, had to make the famous pancakes, although Ellen offered to make a scrambled eggs with really good bacon. So today I've been really good on food. Nothing weird, nothing local. Yesterday I had something special, but I forgot the name. That's a pity. I'll tell you next time what it was, but it was really, really good. But they fry a lot of stuff here in Florida.
They actually just leave it outside.
Well, it tasted pretty good for that.
Oh, no. They put some oil on it and leave it outside, and within a couple of minutes, it fried.
That's good. So today, I don't think I'm going to have any problems. After this, we're going to go to a grocery store, get some healthy stuff, and then we're on our way again.
Mississippi, I heard.
Yes, with a stop in, where are we going? Pensacola.
Okay.
Stay there. Tonight we're just driving for like 3 hours to a small place by the highway, and then tomorrow Pensacola, and we're having a small meetup there with producers from Alabama, Florida, and then New Orleans. Absolutely. I'm so looking forward to that city. It's gorgeous, and I really want to spend a whole day with Adam walking around so he can carry my camera bag.
Yes. Excellent use of resources.
Right. And another thing I wanted to mention today is that we've been really happy with all the people dropping in for the meetups and handing out envelopes with gas money. And it's really, we're very happy with that because gas is crazy. And I think we stop about every 5 hours to fill up the gas tank. So that's highly...
No kidding.
Yes.
Yeah, what's that thing get, like 5 miles to the gallon or 6 miles to the gallon
something like that.
It's not very fuel efficient.
It's not, but, you know, it's a big thing, so. It's an awkward situation for me to be at a meetup and all of a sudden somebody hands me an envelope with money, but that's never awkward for me.
Anytime somebody wants to walk up and hand me an envelope full of money, I will ask no questions, I will tell many lies. And I will deposit it into a Swiss bank account.
Yeah, I'll get used to it very fast. But I just want to say that. And most of them contain a cute little note or a letter with how they got connected to No Agenda and when they started listening and, you know, about their lives, who they are. Adam loves it too.
So Mobile Dude is asking me to share some feelings.
Feelings?
Feelings. Nothing more than... Okay, I'll stop.
Okay, don't.
Mickey nearly choked on her beer there. I'm feeling relaxed, chill.
He's asleep.
Yeah, I'm not actually conscious. I'm astral projecting from Antarctica, and seriously, it's just great. It's really hot outside, but you know, we're cooling, we're chilling.
I got a really great video message from Rhino the Bearded.
Yeah,
who's in Mississippi, and he wants us to drive by and stay at his house. And he actually sent me a YouTube video explaining exactly where everything was, where the game room was, what the view would be, where we could do the podcast from. And I really want to go see him. I think it'd be really nice. And I'm going to beat him with pool. They have a pool table.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Do you think I can?
I think you can. And you need to play darts. He's got darts.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. We should figure out a nice challenge there for the pool game.
Good.
He can show you his the Spanish wrestler masks. Remember?
Macho Libre? Nacho Libre.
Nacho Libre mask that you just have to see it. I don't want to spoil the surprise, but you will laugh for a half an hour. I know we did.
When you were there?
No, we were doing an episode of the show, and we just heard all this noise, and you know, we had to like turn his channel down, and we're getting the back channel going, what are you doing? What's happening? And he goes, look at the tweeter. And we go on and look, and he's got his Nacho Libre mask on with his headset on top of it, and it was just a classic moment. It was hilarious.
He looks great. I love his beard. I mean,
it is an awesome beard.
It is. So definitely want to try and go see him. But New Orleans is first. And another thing we really like on the tour is whenever we hit a town, we tweet it. And then people come up with suggestions on where to go, where to have like the best coffee or lunch or dinner, or where to park the RV. It's another good one to tell us, because that's been a...
It's big. It's not an easy thing to park.
No, it's been a bitch. Sorry, can I say that?
Yes, you can. It's the internet.
There's absolutely no fucking way you can say that.
Oops. Now I have to mark it explicit. Thank you, Gitmo.
That's okay. John dropped the F-bomb today on No
he
Agenda.
He did.
So.
Oh, okay. Note to self, mark as explicit content. That's the only thing. Because the rest is fine. As long as you mention it, it's got a couple of F-bombs. Now, I've got a few questions, Mickey, if you don't mind.
No?
How is it... We all heard like you little anecdotes on the cramped space and stuff like that. But really, you know when you're driving along and 5-6 hours non-stop... what do you guys do? Do you talk, or do you do your own thing, or what's your pastime of the long drives?
So we sing, and we listen to the radio stations and the country music, and we gossip about all of you, of course, and about the show, what's going to come up, and we talk a lot about John. For hours we talk about John. Adam is missing John. But you know what? The good thing about a trip like this is people say, oh, it's kind of your honeymoon or something. It's like a pre-honeymoon. Before you want to get married to anyone, I suggest take an RV trip for 5 weeks cross country. And after that, if you still want to marry each other, I think it's going to be a great marriage.
That should be a law.
So, yes, I think that should be a law. Because, you know, you need a license for everything except for having a kid and getting married. I mean, before you get married. So, yeah. We do a lot of we also do prep, as long if we have internet connection, if we have anything going on, then check our tweets and emails. And I like to think when I drive, I kind of like to listen to music, sing along a little bit, and dream off. Yeah,
which is reassuring to the other drivers to know that you're
dreaming, you know, off.
In a daze, singing along in this giant RV.
Of course, Mickey mentioned he wasn't driving when she was dozing off.
Well, I kind of doze off in my mind. You know, my mind goes elsewhere. It's very...
No, she was driving.
80 miles an hour. I'm not allowed to do that anymore. It's a pity.
She just has to wait for Adam to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. Sleep, sweetheart.
Oh, he did. He slept. And he looked cute.
He was all snuggled up in the bed. Mickey said, all right, I'm going to see how fast I can get this thing going.
No, he was in the chair. His mouth was like this. And you know how people look when they sleep.
Yeah, like the
he
airplane.
He was snoring really loud.
Oh, you got to like sneak a recording in there.
I will.
Be a good jingle. Hmm. We have a jingle for you, but we didn't get it in time for the show.
Oh, okay.
Remember when we were talking about Southern food?
Yes.
Well, Yellow... Who karma to be a buddy. Sorry you're not feeling well. Hope you feel better. He cut a clip of you saying, it sticks to your ribs.
I know.
So that's going to go out into the folder for...
Perfect. Yeah, I love it.
It's awesome.
Very good for the show. Okay. Was there another question? Because I didn't see what you were showing to
me. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's see. MobileDude73 was asking, Mickey, are there things you don't like?
Things I don't like about what? About the trip? Well, I don't like to be stuck in the RV all day. I don't like that. I want to get out. And the problem with me is everywhere I look, I see a photo. And when you drive through the country like this, there's always these beautiful, amazing photo options when you want to stop. And then, of course, with an RV, you're already past the moment. And you can't really turn on the highway or, you know, turning the RV anyway is hard. So very frustrating, because every time I see something, I either have the wrong lens, because I have a huge zoom lens and the normal one, and I can't switch that fast, or we get to a town and it's almost dark, and then we drive around, and I just want to be there and take pictures. So that's been hard. A lot of the photos I try to take from the car, the sunsets work. I can do that with the zoom lens. It's awesome from the car. But anything else is just too hard.
Yeah, okay. I have a little suggestion, if I may, on that one.
Yeah.
This is what I do. When you're in a car and you know that you're not going to stop anytime soon, have your 300mm lens on, if you have one of those. And what you do is you set on a sport setting, so you have a continuous shooting. And then, say for example, today, the reason why I was out, we have a air show in here going on for all weekend. And today I took 694 pictures in one SIM card, in one memory card, and the other one maxed out on 4,000.
And then you want me to go in the RV at night and look at 4,000 pictures?
No, I just, what I do, I dump them on my FTP. And then someday, when I have time, I'll look into them. But then you don't have that feeling, oh, yeah, that was nice, but I didn't have time to take it, or I didn't take a picture.
Hmm. In the South, we say, well, I'll have a look at those when I get around to it. And in the South, around to it is a piece of wood that's round that you hang on your wall, and it says round to it. And you can't get to these things until somebody gifts you a round to it. So I learned this by accident when my father-in-law gave us this weird plaque thing, and I didn't get it for like 2 years. I felt like a complete idiot. And finally, one day, I was standing there looking at it, and it's you know, it's got the little saying on it, and it just like hit me in the mouth. I'm like, wow, that's a round to it. So unfortunately, from that moment forward, I had to start doing things that I had not gotten around to. So maybe somewhere in the South, somebody can get Miss Mickey and Adam around to it, and that way they can hide it when they don't want to get around to it.
In Spain, would you say mañana, mañana, mañana?
Oh, yes. That is my favorite saying, by the way.
And then it never happens.
Absolutely never.
Always. It's free beer tomorrow, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When you get to it, yeah, it's tomorrow.
Right. But thanks for the tip, Mr. Oil, and I'll try it, but I don't know if I have time to look at that many photos.
You don't look at them, Mickey.
Don't look at them? You just, what, store them?
Yeah.
For posterity.
Okay.
No, but I know what you mean because, you know, we've done some driving and, you know, put the top down in the car, drive in the country, and, you know, I can stop, which is, and I know the feeling, you know, you just see it, you know that's the picture, you have to get it, and...
While you're doing 80 on an interstate?
Like, yeah, but then there's also, like, the one village where you go to and then you miss the next one, and I'm very curious, I want to see it all, so, and I'm seeing already so much, so I shouldn't complain at all, it's just that feeling, like, what did I miss? What's there? What have we got left?
There's a lot to explore.
Yeah, but I like to see the positive of everything. I mean, I'm getting to know Adam much better in the small RV, and I get to see America. And I'll just buy postcards of the things that I can't go to.
There you go.
Hey,
this is, you know, this is one tour. Maybe there'll be another tour.
I think, are we going to do it? I think we have to because I don't think we're getting any more further west than Austin, just because otherwise we can't see everybody.
Right.
On this side of the tour, and then we might have to just do the west side of the country next year.
Yeah, well, you have a deadline because you have to be home for Christina's birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Christina.
Yes.
21.
21.
Trouble.
Big trouble. I thought I had it bad. I've got one turn in 18 in a few days. But it
never stops, Adam says.
Yeah. That's what I'm afraid of. Oh, brother. Yeah, she's already picking out what tattoo she wants, and it looks
expensive.
When
you say no, they want it even more, right?
Yeah, well, we told her when you're 18 you can get one, and it's gigantic. I'm like, dear God, this is going to cost $3,000 or something.
Yeah, but you have one, so you've been a good example.
Yeah, well, I have a tiny one. It's a wimpy little Mrs. Gitmo got a huge tattoo. We affectionately call them tramp stamps here. And so she's sitting there for four hours.
It's a jingle.
Yeah.
Tramp stamp.
Tramp stamp. You know, she's sitting there in pain for like 3 hours getting this art done. And she's like, stop being such a pussy. Get a tattoo. So I didn't know what, you know, I mean, I hadn't even thought about it. So I just put my astrological sign on because you can't go wrong with that, you know.
Christina was really smart. She had a huge one on her calves. And Adam was like, God, it's so big. And why did you do it? No, Daddy, it's your favorite movie. I did it for you because I love you. Oh, thank you, baby. It's beautiful. And there you go. Very smart.
Yeah, they give you that look and the eyes, and you're just like, okay.
She has those big puppy eyes.
Yeah, they all do. It's, yeah.
So, do you have a tattoo, Mr. Oil?
Yeah, we have another question for you, Mickey. And it's actually, I think it's a spillover from the previous one. This time, GX2 says, Miss Mickey, have you seen the alligator yet in Florida?
No. And I know that we promised you to wrestle with one for a photo op.
Yes,
but I don't think we passed that place.
Oh, excuses.
Still here. Still here. And tomorrow, still in Florida, we might have a chance.
Well, I'll tell you what, when you're driving on the little road somewhere, you should see them there. And just stop and, you know, who needs a professionals? You can do it.
But they say that they kind of come to the shore at sunset. And when it's a little darker, and then you have to walk by the shore with a flashlight, kind of tease them a little bit, and then you see them moving.
No, just throw a chicken out. They'll come sooner or later.
Yeah, don't feed the gators.
I tweeted, I want to see a crocodile, and someone tweeted back, hey, Blondie, there are no crocodiles in Florida. It's alligators.
You have to go to visit Kiwi Chris to see.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. By the way, Kiwi Chris sends his best. I meant to say that Friday, and I think I forgot to. But, Mr. Oyle, you cleverly dodged Miss Mickey's question.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Do you have a tattoo, Mr. Oyle?
No, I do not.
Do you believe him?
You know, if I had my jingles up, I might play Liar, Liar, Liar. I don't know. I don't know if he does.
I know. I really do not. And
you see, hear him laughing?
Is that guilt or pleasure?
It's a pleasure. I am a little bit of a perfectionist with my appearances. I'm sitting on the fence most of the time, and I don't take extremes on that front.
Fair enough. Okay, more questions here. Mobile Dude 73 wants to know, does Mickey have a tattoo?
No, I don't.
No, but she has a huge bruise.
yeah, I have an RV tattoo on my, what is it, leg?
Call it a
knee.
Battle scar.
You don't even see it's my knee because it's all swollen.
Yeah, life in a camper.
We're getting very pretty. At the end, after 5 weeks, when we have the wrap party, I'll circle them all. That'll be a big tattoo.
There you go. And maybe if you connect the lines, there's some kind of meaning behind it.
It says no. And
it says NA 33. That's what, see, you know, if had I only known, I mean, I got this before I knew about No Agenda, so I could have just put 33 on there. And
I think you still should, you know, just go with your daughter and sit there with her, go to the pain together and get another one.
It's good bonding.
Say you do it for her.
Yeah.
So I have a question for the listeners. We're heading to New Orleans, and I have to say it differently. New Orleans?
New Orleans.
We're heading to New Orleans. And I have one friend there, but he's actually leaving Wednesday morning, so he can't really drive me around. But I'd love some tips on the Twitter or by email, where we should go, the best places. I think we found an RV park, like, kind of in the French quarters.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yes. So I can walk in the city. Yeah, they just told me to be safe, kind of. Watch out a little bit.
Yeah. If you watch it at night. During the day, you mainly have to watch pickpockets and that
sort of
thing.
Right, but they never come to me. I'm too tall, really.
Yeah. You take them out.
I'll try, for sure. But any tips on restaurants, lunch places, beautiful things to see? I'd love to hear it. Because, of course, I have the Book of Knowledge, but it's always nice to hear it from someone in person.
Yeah, people that live there know, you know, you can look at information online and everything, but the folks that live there, they're going to know the perfect cafe, little bistros, the the museums. Yeah.
And Adam mentioned on the show that we really don't appreciate all the tourist traps, as in, you know, I do not care about a T-shirt, every other shop, the same shirt, or the same crap. So something where they don't show up.
Yeah, it's like we say, like if you go to Key West in Florida and you're serious about it, you go far away from all the tourists and you find the little dive bar somewhere in town, and that's where you have a great time and you meet great people. And because, otherwise it's like you say, it's all mass merchandising. It's all the same junk. You know, I'm sure when you guys made your stop and got the orange juice, were they selling shells and all that weird Florida
garbage? I didn't see anything
there?
Like that. I just saw big buses and lots of tourists in line for the bathroom.
Well, you had all of those yourself already in your big bus.
Yes, but we just wanted to get the orange juice. Harry Program told me I had to go there and take a picture, and I thought we were going to get like a big glass full of orange juice, and you get like this tiny little plastic cup, like one zip, it's gone.
Yeah, and it's probably imported oranges from Brazil.
Aw, yeah. No. My favorite thing is when we get to Texas. Do I say that right?
Texas, yeah.
The grapefruits.
Yeah. Mm.
I always in LA, they're so good.
You think it's hot here?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
I know.
Well, but
it's drier, right?
It is. It's a very dry hot. It's a lot. It's like Vegas, except there's no sand. It's definitely a cool place, though. I spent some time out there when I was a slave for Frito-Lay. They have headquarters out there, and lots of good restaurants, lots of good people. It's a really cool place.
Yeah, well, people are driving in from Dallas and everywhere to come and see us because we're only doing one stop in Texas.
Where are you stopping in Texas?
At Austin.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard it's pretty green and beautiful.
Yeah.
Also an older town.
Yeah. You don't want to be anywhere near Dallas.
I heard. Sorry, people from Dallas.
Nothing,
folks from
nothing
Dallas.
Nothing personal. It's just
it's just tall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, we'll probably be there next Sunday show. We'll be there the whole weekend. Good. Any other questions?
Awkward silence.
I think I'm going to end the RV.
Yeah, we've got to throw Adam in the pool. It goes without saying.
Well, I think we gave all the updates. Not a lot of questions, because too many questions, it's boring. And we'll hear Thursday again, Mickey?
Yes, and let me repeat the itm.im/tour08. That's the Facebook site, hotpockets2008.com. It's Mickey Hoogendyke on Twitter. It's Adam Curry. And for the photos, if you want to see them in a little better quality, go to mickeysees.com. And Adam, every day, very lovely, writes a beautiful blog. And, of course, you can find that on curry.com.
Excellent. Well, Miss Mickey, Gitmo Slave, it was a pleasure to host the show again. And on Thursday, it probably, again, back to the normal headset, unless some other producer from Gitmo Nation, Texas, got a similar rig for you.
I'm
or
sure we can find.
We'll throw a coup and get Adam's rig.
Well, Thursday, we're in New Orleans.
New Orleans, okay.
All right. Nice talking to you, Mr. Oil.
Excellent. And thanks for calling, guys.
Okay.
Take care. In the morning.
You're listening to NoAgendaStream.com. All talk, no commercials, no agenda.